Hell yeah! Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
To hide for so long, I'm coming back to home. It's a party as hell. Yeah, I love the way she feels and the way she smiles. She loves to shack up and drink straight whiskey. And she does a little dance that's a little risky. Let me tell you about my baby barbecue. Other womans won't do what she do. She likes to party and she loves the color blue. She loves to get drunk and dance in the nude. We got a lot in common, barbecue and me. No, it don't take much to make us happy. Just a case of party liquor and a place to flop. When the liquor's gone, that's the only time we stop. Let me tell you about my baby barbecue. Other womans won't do what she do. She likes to party and she loves the color blue. She loves to get drunk and dance in the nude. To meet my folks, but they don't want me with a woman that drinks and smokes. So I stole $50 from my daddy's strong box, and we drove to the liquor store and got restocked. Let me tell you about my baby barbecue. Other womans won't do what she do. She likes to party and she loves the color blue. She loves to get drunk and dance in the nude. Well, let me tell you about my baby barbecue. Other womans won't do what she do. She likes to party and she loves the color blue. She loves to get drunk and dance in the nude. Hell, I do too. Oh, come on, dance with me, baby. Shimmy, shimmy.
What's going on, everybody? This is Misfit 138, host of Misfit Radio. I air my shows on Tuesdays during the day and occasionally Friday during the afternoons. I feature local artists from here in Michigan. I also feature artists from around the country, all of which I feel need to be heard. You will hear from everybody from Whitey Morgan and the 78s from here in Flint, Michigan, to J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters from Cross Junction, Virginia, to Horse Cave Trio, which is straight out of Detroit. With every show, I'll also feature your favorite well-known hillbilly and bluegrass bands, such as Hank Sr., Jimmy Martin, the Backstreet Boys, Bill Monroe, and many more. Now back to One More Name's Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, where you hear kick-ass music and great artist interviews. Trust me, this show is worth staying up for. So kick back, drink some whiskey, and let One More Name take you through his asylum. That was a joke about the Backstreet Boys.
Around my neighborhood, I can tell by looking you're just no good. A scary old thing with your long black hair, but when you're walking on by, make a blind man stare. Come into my house, a picture squeal. Walk into the room, a wallpaper beat. Up jumped the devil when you came around. Leave it, go back in the ground. Yeah.
Thomas Paine. We'll be right back.
Recorded back in 1976 from the King Biscuit Flower Hour, that of course was Robin Trower, just a fantastic guitar player. Of course, that was Bridge of Sighs. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at flapdaddy.com, soon to be podcast number 9 at section86.com this next Tuesday. So appreciate you guys tuning in while you're browsing around the internet or hanging out on the chat board with me, keeping these kind of shows going, and I certainly appreciate that. Right before that, we heard from High School Caesar, great band out of Denton, Texas. Check out more from High School Caesar at their MySpace page. And we heard track number 14, Up Jump the Devil, from their Volume 1 album. And just like I said, great band, High School Caesar. Unknown Hints, and right before that, they're the featured bootleg artist tonight. We're going to be playing a nice long bootleg set from them later on in the show, recorded in 2006. And that song I played there was off their Tiger Practice album. Unknown Hints, and man, he's got quite the stick going on, and just a fantastic guitar player in his own right. And I started the night off with a band called the Texas Rifles. They're based in Hollywood, California right now, but they're born and bred in Texas and Louisiana, and the song we played was called Between, which is available on iTunes, along with other songs from their 2006 release, Texas Rifles. So check out iTunes for more stuff from the Texas Rifles. And if you're familiar with the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, I feature bootlegs every week, and also Jared Morningstar and I do bootleg album and MySpace reviews at times, and I don't do too many interviews. But on the phone with me right now, I have Brian Shine Abel from the Texas Rifles, and we're going to be talking about the DVD release party May 10th at the Cat Club in Hollywood, California, for their release for the DVD called Live at the Cat Club. And Brian, welcome to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hell yeah, Howard. How are you, man?
No, I'm doing great, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the DVD release party at May 10th at the Cat Club, right?
Oh, yeah, Howard. It's going to be awesome. Shoot, we've been working on it hard. Live at the Cat Club, just our home club. This is just like we are. Been working on the whole project for quite a while, but we're working on a new CD right now, and another six pack.
Yeah, the first, the one you put out in 2006 is just fantastic, and I gotta tell you what, you know, the fact that none of these songs are on the radio, it just blows me away, because those are some high quality songs on there, and they're just fantastic.
Yeah, the first one went real really cool. We worked with great producer Rob Hill, who's done like Queen, Night, the Opera, 5.1 Surround, Jackson Brown, Cars, all this stuff. So he came to our first show and saw us and asked me if I was ready to record that one, and I said, yeah, which was our first show, because I'd been writing this stuff myself in my own little home studio, you know, and so once we threw ourselves in the fire and just did it live, it's just all been nonstop. Can't even look back ever since.
Great. Well, I'm hoping the best for you guys, because I know you get around MySpace every once in a while and check out some of the bands on there and on YouTube and stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of crappy bands around there, and it's not very often you come across a band like I did. You know, I got turned on to you guys, I think, at the end of December of last year, and I was just blown away at the quality of the fantastic quality of the sound that you guys, you know, made yourself. And it's just amazing that you haven't got more recognition than you have. And I hope this DVD, you know, brings more recognition to you.
Exactly what I'm thinking, you know, just that no one really knows what we're like. You know, you can hear it, you can stumble on it, somebody can turn you on to it and all that.
So that DVD you guys put out, that's coming out May 10th, is that like the first run through, or did you have to record that a couple times?
Oh, well, you know what's so funny is because, you know, it was my own bootleg, and this is the bootleg Asylum Radio Show here, and deal is that I was trying to record live there, right, and get a really good live recording, because that's what even what some first friends said, man, don't even go in the studio, just record live, y'all, you know, and thing was is that, so we had a few complications in those live recordings a couple times, so the third term, I wasn't even thinking about it, that we were in recording, and my buddy came out and was shooting it on video, and watched that after the show, you know, whatever, a couple days, and then was like, well, wow, that was a good show. And then it didn't even dawn on me to put it together as a DVD and a, you know, with the sound off the board. It was like my own bootleg, yeah.
You're saying that you taped the show a couple times trying to get a DVD, and it didn't really work out the way you liked it to. Then a friend just happened to come to one of the shows and record the video of it, and then a couple days later you've seen it, and you thought, that's it. And at the same time, you happen to have recorded the soundboard for that night, so you mixed the two together, right?
Master G on video, and we got Lyle Engel on production. I'm not going to give props to everyone, you know what I mean? But he deserves one.
Master G.
I think I mentioned Lyle Engel earlier, my, you know, the DVD producer, but that's not even a big deal. What is a big deal is that I mentioned Rob Hill, who is our actual CD producer, because he is going to produce the next the CD, right, you know, our next six-pack is going to be Rob Hill, of course, so I'm going to definitely work with him again. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be awesome. So, I mean, I think everybody who's listening to the podcast here will be able to catch a Down That Road video on either, you know, the MySpace Texas Rifle site or the YouTube, which, you know, it'll all be flying.
Right, and I got your video on my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show profile page, too. So.
Oh, you got that already up. That kicks ass, man.
Yeah, we talked about it right before this interview, and we checked out the high-quality version of your Down That Road video, and it's just fantastic.
Oh, thanks, dude. I think there's a big difference. It's a lot of troubleshooting, and that was just the whole way it took to make the DVD. That was just all this troubleshooting stuff, you know, compression, and you've got pictures, you've got video, and you've got sound. And to get them all to, like, all come together, wow, it's been hellacious. But, yeah, pretty happy, you know, ready, really, to since this interview, to tell you the truth, actually, since coming up here on the 10th, since the show coming up at the Cat Club and the release party, then there is when we just completely move on to the next second, another six-pack.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that wasn't enough, having the DVD, you guys are working on another, I'm not sure, would you call it an EP, a six-song EP?
It's actually an EP because it's only six songs to begin with, but you know what, just like those old cool, my favorite, ZZ Top and Thin Lizzy and all the cool early albums were like 30 minutes long, you know?
Right.
And so our six, you know, our first six-pack, 30 minutes long, get you another six-pack, 30 minutes long, and we can whip them out, I think, that way. And
you can't go wrong with a six-pack.
I actually prefer 12-packs.
your songs from the 2006 release are available on iTunes, right?
Yeah, iTunes. That's the main thing that I'm actually working with. You know,
and this video will be available through iTunes also.
And the actual DVD and per song will be available on iTunes as well, which we're really looking forward to.
How much are your songs going for on iTunes, do you know?
Yeah, 99 cents a song. It'll be $1.99 for a video per song. And there'll be a break, though, on the video if you get the whole show as a DVD, okay? But then on the songs, it's all just the price of the EP, which is $5.94.
Yeah, that's a good deal. The music you guys put out is just fantastic. Like I said earlier, Brian, I'm just surprised that more people haven't got a hold of you guys by now.
Howard, I'm stoked you stumbled on us, man. You know, I don't know how somebody turned you on to our CD or what, but that kicks ass. And we're just doing it ourselves. We're not on a label right now, although, we're up to some distribution and, of course, even more management and booking and all that. But to tell you the truth, we are DIY all the way. I do everything.
But that could be the best way to do it, because the money goes right into your pocket and you don't have any middle person. And I think that's the best way to do it. I mean, there's a lot of bands out there doing it the way you're doing it right now, and it's working pretty good for them.
Did I mention my bandmates? Rim on bass, my big little brother, and Rob Corniar, drums.
Yeah, and Rim, man, tell you what, he can lay down on some bottom, man.
Rim's my big little brother from Dallas. He was supposed to be here tonight. I wish he could have made it. He's tied up working on his car. And then now, the thing is though, the new CD, the second six-pack, is going to have Rim doing a lot of lead vocals, and we're a lot of switching off, and we wrote the whole new CD all together as a band. It's not like my songs or,
Yeah, well, the first EP you put out was just fantastic, so you can't really go wrong. I'm looking forward to what Rim brings to it. And is Rob also contributing to the songwriting?
Yeah, Rim is actually a guitar player, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. You guys got a little deal at the end of your shows. Don't you guys swap access?
Yeah, you get to watch the whole DVD or get the last song, Thunderbird, which my uncle wrote back in 1959. Billy Joe Shine, the Nightcaps, wrote Thunderbird. And we do a pretty blazing version. And then at the end, we do a crazy little guitar antics, bass, swap, crazy, man, cadenza.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that DVD here, coming out here pretty quick.
I'll get you as quick as I can, man.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned a couple of them earlier, but what are some of your other influences besides ZZ Top and Thin Lizzy? You have to have more than that.
Oh, well, everyone. I've been a guitar player since damn near I was born. Playing, since 5, seriously 12. Never, ever even thought about anything else that I was ever going to do.
Well, myself, I've been into music since I was just a little kid. I've been giving music. I tape music for people, and it's one of the things I do. I like making compilation CDs and giving them to people. And my dad was in a country and western band when I was younger, and he passed away. But I've been involved in music my whole life. Can't play a lick, but I love guitar players. And I think that's one thing that caught me when I first started listening to your band was the guitar playing that you and Rim both do. And it just blew me away from the very start.
Can't wait to give you a lesson, because it's never too late to learn.
Well, I think it might be. I tried. Believe me, I tried.
Rim's blazing, but he holds that bass down,
Yeah, he's got quite the bottom he puts down there for you guys to stand on, that's for sure.
He's the guy. Rob, so fortunate to Rim and Rob have this, even the situation of, having a cool band and getting to do our CDs and getting to do our DVD. We get a bunch of good opening acts. Got to play with Alice in Chains in our hometown, Dallas, Texas.
Kick ass.
We play with Pat Travers, the Outlaws, some really cool, shows. But we're really ready to go. There's no doubt. We're hopefully this DVD will give some people idea what we're really all about. What we can do. There's my other phone going off. Is that crazy?
Got
phones ringing. Like,
you're a busy man, Brian.
You know what? There's just not enough time in the day. That's the deal. God. Need another 8 hours, to get ahead.
Exactly.
You know what? We use every inch to make it happen and to just turn it into, the rifle.
Well, Brian, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to give me a call and talk about this DVD release coming out here May 10th. And, man, I'll tell you what. The listeners that are getting this podcast, if you go to MySpace/Texas Rifles, you're going to find four songs on their player that you'll be definitely surprised and pleased to have. There's fantastic music. And also, you can go to TexasRifles.net, I believe, too, right, Brian?
Yeah, that's the easy way to go as well. And shoot you right over to iTunes if you want to pick up some rifle songs, the CDs or the DVD coming. Yeah, here we go.
Sounds good, Brian. Like I say, I appreciate you calling, man, and I'll do the best I can do on my podcast to get you the word out there for you, and, man, just hope the best for you.
Raise hell, Howard. Thanks, brother.
Morningstar comes on the Bootleg Sound Radio Show as always, and we do album, bootleg, and MySpace reviews. And if you listened to the show earlier, we had Brian Shine Abel from the Texas Rifles on here, and Jared Morningstar. I sent him a link to the Texas Rifles website last week. And Jared Morningstar, welcome to the Bootleg Sound Radio Show once again.
Thanks, Howard. Great to be back.
Yeah, and May 10th at the Cat Club in Hollywood, California, the Texas Rifles are going to have their first DVD release party. And I know you've had a chance to listen to some of their tunes on their MySpace, and I just wonder what you had to say about them.
Well, I have a few things to say about them, actually.
Now, we reviewed some bands like this in the past couple months or so, and you and I have, like, come to the agreement that, you know, a lot of these bands, they're making good music, specifically the ones that try to mix, like, southern blues with metal. And a lot of them, they're good, and they'd be great in a bar, but we both kind of agreed that, you know, they're not really doing anything new, at least nothing special enough that...
Yeah, that's hard to do these days.
Groundbreaking or anything. But, I tell you, I went to this, and I had heard the band before when you had played them on the show. So I go to the page. I'm interested in the band already. You know, yeah, I wasn't listening that close, but I was interested. So I get on this MySpace earlier this week, and I'm listening to these songs. And I'm telling you what, this isn't just like some run-of-the-mill little southern blues metal band. These guys are really good, really good. Not just from a musician standpoint, but Brian Abel can sing, and he can sing really, really well. I mean, this guy's got a voice, and they're all excellent musicians, and the songs are fantastic. Now, what's interesting about this band is that once the first song I listened to was Down That Road, which immediately struck out to me thinking that, okay, if this was like the early 90s, this would be a radio hit, because automatically you start hearing this song and you think, or at least I thought, Alice in Chains, Faceless era. This is that sort of metal. And then when Brian's voice kicks in, all of a sudden you're saying, okay, this guy has a voice to go with this sound. This guy has a powerful enough voice to sell this. And it went right from that to Dog Days, which reminded me even more of Alice in Chains and that style of metal. And then the last two songs, Between, which, again, it's a little bit softer song, a little bit more bluesy. So in a way, it almost kind of like reminded me of like a harder Stone Temple Pilots Interstate Love Song type thing. And then if Down That Road is the single, then Humblebee, which is probably the most bluesy of all the songs that they have on their MySpace.
That's just a great song.
Oh, it's my favorite. It is my favorite song. And it's just that hard metal, hard, more metalish blues song that just really, really sticks to you. And you don't think it's going to be that great of a song from the title, but once it starts, it just all makes sense. It's just a great, great song. Now, again, it goes back to what we were saying about, you know, like these type of bands not having anything, so say, new to offer. And I'll tell you what, I know a lot of bands have tried this. Goodness knows Pantera has been, you know, we're making, you know, southern metal or trying to make southern type metal like years ago. But what a lot of these bands have done is they've tried to focus too much on the metal, making it like too hard, too like hardcore and stuff like that. Now, that's fine for some people. And granted, if that's their style, that's fine. It's cool with me. But to me, this type of southern metal, which instead of mixing like, you know, a lot of the hardcore death metal type stuff with southern rock, here we have that grunge type metal mixed with southern rock here. You know, and it brings me back to what Ozzy Osbourne was trying to say about Nirvana, like mixing the Beatles with heavy metal. Well, to me, this is mixing the perfect mix of Lynyrd Skynyrd mixed with a Nirvana, Alice in Chains type metal. And I think it might not be new, but this is like saying, and it's probably saying something considering I've heard a lot of these bands. This is the best mix of southern rock and metal that I've heard personally. At least it's the band that I've been able to get into the most. Now, granted, I'm a big Alice in Chains fan, so maybe I'm biased, but these guys are just a pleasure to listen to. If they had a full-length CD out, which I guess they're working on right now, I'm gonna buy in a second. There's no question. These guys are that good.
Yep. Well, the first one was just a six-song EP, about 30 minutes long, and they're going to be working on another one, and they're going to aptly name it another six-pack. And I think that's really the way to go these days. You know, it's the days of, you know, putting 10, 12, 13 songs on an album and having four or five of them be throwaways. You know, those days are over for me as far as I'm concerned. You know, you put out six high-quality, decent songs, and, man, I'm there.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's long gone are the days of Lennon and McCartney when they used to release albums like that, and all you could expect all the songs to be great or whatever. And the album, unfortunately, I mean, for me, I think it's unfortunate. I mean, the format of the full-length LP album is dying anyway with the internet.
Right, it's just the way the genre is going. It's not just rock, or it's not just country. It's just, you know, it's across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one of those facts of life, I guess, as we continue to move more into that internet age where, you know, iTunes is the big thing, and you buy your song for 99 cents or however much they're charging. You know,
yep.
I guess that's just the way things are going. So,
yep.
I mean, in a way, the EP movement makes more sense as long as the EPs come faster than the full-length albums do.
Oh, yeah, and I think that'll be the case. Like I said, it's been a couple years since this one, but he's been working, trying to get this DVD released, and I think that they actually started out just trying to record a nice bootleg, and they ended up having a couple people videotape it, and they came across one of the videotapes that turned out the way Brian really liked it. And luckily that night they had also soundboarded the show, and they mixed them two together and came up with this DVD that they're going to be putting out live at the Cat Club here May 10th. So, you know, and that's going to be available also on iTunes. You're going to be able to get the whole DVD on iTunes, or you can get individual tracks from there, as well as the first EP in 2006, The Texas Rifles, will be on, has been on iTunes for a while now too. So, you know, like I say, that's the way to go these days. And what I like about it is Brian, you know, since they do so much work on this, and you know how it is, a lot of these bands, you know, you get a middleman like, you know, some of these promoters, and, you know, you got to, you know, they take a lot of money out of your pocket. You know, the way Brian's been doing this, you know, and a lot of these other bands, you know, for the most part, you know, they get, you know, most of the wealth out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to admire these bands for doing what they're doing. And it's just sad with this band is, you know, while some of these bands are out, you know, doing a nice job making great bar band type music, this is a band that there is no way in a fair world that they should not be all over the radio. I mean, this band is really, really good.
Yeah, that's what I told Brian when I was talking to him yesterday. You know, just when I first started hearing these songs, it's like, you know, what more could a band possibly do as far as putting out high quality, you know, fantastic sounding songs and not get any airplay from them, or, you know, a whole lot of recognition? You know, I'm hoping that's going to change, but, you know, I mean, what more can a band do as far as put out songs that are as good as quality as these, you know?
Well, that's exactly how I feel, you know, and I don't feel that way about every band we review. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't. I know you don't.
Right.
I know you're the same way. But these guys are an exception to that. These guys are like one of those quote-unquote MySpace bands that shouldn't be MySpace bands. And obviously, someone's paying attention. They've played with Alice in Chains.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because it almost, like I said, you know, Jerry Cantrell, I know, the guitarist for Alice in Chains, is a big, you know, a country fan, a southern rock fan. And, you know, maybe if he'd had more influence and was able to mix in a little bit more of those genres, they probably would have had a sound like the Texas Rifles had. And I think that's funny. That's like one of the thoughts I had. And it's obviously, you know, if they're paying attention, then there are people paying attention to this band. The cool people, it's, you know, it's kind of like Warren Zevon, you know. He was always under the radar his entire life, but Bob Dylan knew who he was, Springsteen knew who he was, Jackson Brown knew who he was. All the important people know who these underground artists are, the special ones. And I think, I don't know, in terms of this genre, you know, subgenre, whatever you want to call it, southern metal, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, in my opinion. These guys are good.
Yeah, they're a nice hard rocking, well, as they say, a beer-raising, hell-drinking, you know, Southern Power Trio, and, you know, Rem on bass, man. I'm a big guitar player fan, and, Rem, you can lay down a nice bottom to be standing on, you know.
But you have to love a good bass player, you know. Yep. It's easier to come up with a list of great guitarists, not so much with bassists, because they usually end up falling into the background, but...
Yeah, Rem sticks right out there, man. He plays that bass like a lead guitar on a lot of these songs, I think, and it's just...
But you have to love it. You have to appreciate that.
Yep.
It's not just the songs, and you know, a lot of people think, you know, southern rock, and they get to thinking that it's all like fits into that stereotypical
Lynyrd Skynyrd mode,
stereotypical lyrics, stereotypical sound. I think these guys rise above that. I mean, I think to just call them an excellent southern rock band isn't doing them justice.
Yep.
My opinion. That's just me. So, you know, musicianship. Vocals, I mean, the entire package is here. These guys are winners. I mean, these guys are real winners.
Yep.
I'm excited about this band. I can't wait for the new EP.
Yep, sounds good. Well, Jared, like I said, I appreciate you taking time to check out the Texas Rifles, and I'm glad you found something on there you liked. You know, I knew you would, because, you know, just a fantastic band, and, you know, I just want to remind everybody about the DVD release party once again. May 10th at the Cat Club in Hollywood, California. They're going to be releasing their Live at the Cat Club DVD. It's an 8-song video. You know, it's going to be available on iTunes, and as well as you can check it out on their MySpace. So if you go to Texas Rifles, MySpace/TheTexasRifles, and you can check out the video down that road, which is fantastic. And I was talking to you earlier, I think before our little review here, about how impressed I was how closely the song Down That Road sounds live as far as as compared to the studio version of it. And I really like that in a band, that when they can translate that to the live performance as good as they do.
Well, and that's how I've, you know, judged live shows, and, you know, in my history of listening to them as well, you know, when it comes to live albums and such. I mean, I expect the energy to be there, but also they have to make the song sound good too. And I'm looking forward to seeing the DVD. I haven't seen it, but listening to the praise you've given it, it sounds like it's a must-see.
Yeah, it's going to be really good when it comes out. I can't wait to see the whole thing. And, you know, if you get a chance, Jared, go to the iTunes and you can download and purchase all six of the first original EP that was put out in 2006 under the name Texas Rifles. Anyway, Jared, like I said, I appreciate you coming on and doing this every week, and I think next week is your pick. And, oh, I always get ahead of myself. Do you want to pick out one of the songs to play for after this review?
Oh, I could not pick Humblebee. Great song. Have to play it.
Okay. I'll pick out the other hit that should have been a hit anyway, is Down That Road. So, anyway, next week is your pick. I guess you have a couple picked out to send me?
Yeah, I have a couple. I have a few, maybe even like three or four choices that I'll send your way, and then we'll pick, and we'll get to them all eventually, but they're all winners. So we have a good few albums lined up over the next few weeks.
Good. Looking forward to it, man. So I guess I'll talk to you next podcast right about this time, Jared, and I appreciate you stopping by the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show and doing this, and you have yourself a good week.
Always a pleasure. Talk to you later.
Time to thank God I'm alive. Feeling humble. that road.
Man, proof positive right there what a great band the Texas Rifles are. So, man, help spread the word for these guys and, you know, get their music out there as much as you possibly can. And check out more from the Texas Rifles at their MySpace Texas Rifles or texasrifles.net. And, again, you can get all their tunes on iTunes right now. They had a release in 2006. And just check out Texas Rifles on iTunes and you'll find six songs in there, 99 cents a piece or $5.94 for the whole thing. As well as May 10th, they got the DVD release called Live at the Cat Club in Hollywood, California. And that's going to be available on iTunes. Also, you can get individual videos, or you can get the whole thing. And I believe if you get the whole DVD, you get a better deal than individual tracks. So, just like I said, fantastic band. Appreciate Jared Morningstar coming on doing this review of the Texas Rifles MySpace page, and as well as Brian Shine Abel for coming on here and doing that interview with me and helping spread the word. And like I said, just a fantastic band, the Texas Rifles. You can go right now to YouTube and type in Texas Rifles. And the song's called Down That Road. And you'll get a good taste of what the DVD is going to be like. It's just a fantastic quality. And you'll find that out if you go to YouTube and, like I said, type in Down That Road. Help support these guys and spread the word for the Texas Rifles. So to come here on the Bootleg Sound Radio Show in just a couple minutes, matter of fact, I'm going to be playing a nice long bootleg set from the Unknown Henson, recorded in 2006. And he was opening that night for Anti-Scene and Hank 3 and Assjack. And just a great set he has on there. And it's about a 40-minute long set. I'm going to play the whole entire thing. It was recorded by Jethro NC. If you go to YouTube and check out any videos from Jethro NC, and you're going to find out what high-quality work he does. He does a lot of audio and videotaping, and it's just outstanding. And you'll find out here coming up pretty quick. But first, I want to remind everybody, if you get time to check around on flatbaddy.com to find out all the other shows that are on here besides the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, you have LP Sides Only with your host, Lefty X. He plays half sides from vinyl albums. That's right, I said vinyl albums, and he does a great job. His LP Sides Only is on a couple times a week, and he also has a show on Monday nights where he plays videos. Video concerts, and it's just a fantastic shows Mike puts on three times a week here at flatbaddy.com. You also have The Rat with your host Tap Rat. He plays original Star Trek series episodes on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And then you have Sports Corner Larry on Monday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time also. He wraps up the sports for the weekend, and he plays some good music toward the end of the show if he has time. You have Misfits Radio. He's on Tuesday and Wednesday morning. Sometimes he's on Fridays. And he just plays some fantastic local artists around the Michigan area, as well as around the country, and he just puts on some fantastic music, and you won't go wrong with Misfits Radio, so check that out. Also, section86.com, you have Vertebreaker, Creative Tragedy, and one of the best country podcasts in the planet is It Burns When I Pee with your host, Blake Clayton. So help support these podcasts and these other shows at flatbaddy.com, and we certainly appreciate all your help, and spread the word and keep these kind of shows going. I'm not going to mess around anymore. We're going to get into that Unknown Henson bootleg right now, so I'll talk to you on another side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio, right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Unknown Himself. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you, Spartanburg. I'm Unknown Henson. It's wonderful as hell to be here with two of my favorite bands in the whole damn world, Anti-Scene and Hank 3 and Ashton. Hell yeah. We got to get a little more vocal in the monitor, please, sir, when you get a chance. Here's one from my first record called Put Down That So Much Your Phone, baby. You ain't calling the law on me. Phone, you ain't calling the law on me. I never know the time to stay in penitentiary. Like a bird on that ice cage, I can't talk in my reach. So put out the phone, you ain't calling the law on me. Jones. I get in that kitchen and rhymes them all right now. And open me a can of beer and set the TV for home right here. And the water's in the trash and make me all my talk. Hey! Yeah, so now I'm the home and call them a law on me. I don't have enough time in the state penitentiary. Cage, and I can't jump in my reach. So put down the phone, you've been calling the law on me, baby. Just put down the phone, you ain't calling the law on me. I don't have enough time in the state penitentiary. Like a bird without a cage, I can't prevent my reach. So put down the phone, you ain't calling the law on me, baby. Salem, North Carolina, Roger Tiny Coors. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? My Carl Ludwig drum set from China Grove, North Carolina. Bill, Buddy, Boy Scott, give it up. Thank you. down and guarded by the one time. And the song from the second record was banned by 47 radio stations nationwide. Go figure. Miss Camp Woman. Lord, I like the way you smile, baby. Miss Camp Woman. Baby, I like the way you smile. Hush, hush, there's a flower you smell like. I'm a damn about to fail. Then I come away from my table. I want you to write now. I want to put that pencil on your head. I want you to write down my order that pissing on your head. And we can talk just a little bit of trash, darling. You can throw that fist into the hell away. Sit your boy right here. Future is unknown.
All the flames, all the flames.
Metallica. Thank you very much. Wonderful to be back here in the fine city of Spartanburg. Oh, yes. At the world famous Ground Zero. Here's one from my... Let's see, what damn record is this from? I can send this out to all the dumbass man who might have found myself in a similar situation. I can't believe you're pregnant again. Thank you. I, the one that done it, held on. We got the rollout mania. It's cost me a fortune. And for your sins, I can't believe you're pregnant again. I don't even been with Ronnie, 'cause he said you was hot, and you run around with Junior, and Junior blacks a lot. Trying to get your claws in the air. He's too whatever it takes. You won't get cash money from me to pay for your mistakes. I can't believe you're pregnant again. I ain't the one that done it. Hell no! You got the wrong thing on my arm. It's cost me a fortune. We have for your sins. I can't believe your presence again. I can't believe your presence again. Most recent CD, Target Practice. If you'd like a copy, we got them right back here. I'd be happy to sign a CD for you or a t-shirt. Also, be happy to sign a good-looking woman's ass. I'll sign a good-looking woman's breast. I'll sign her thigh. Anything on a good-looking woman, I'll be glad to. Come to me right back here. Well, hell, just come back. I'd love to meet you. And welcome to Target Practice. Go like this, baby! Shadow, never seen the light. Won't catch me running from the woodland. I can't say, I got to do. I'm a coming, darling, to a town near you. Now you ain't seen the light before. I'm the king of country western troubadour. Hey! Take one step back. I'll show the woman just how to act. I can hold my liquor and talk the blue streak. I can do it all night long in a kind of week. Oh, you won't catch me passing out on the floor. I'm a king of country western troubadours. Hey! And when I fight it, I charge off in country western hits. All the woman scream, and their husbands have a jealous. Oh, yeah. Country western, baby. That's all I hear. I play. We'll be right back.
Tell me new performers. Here's all the money. I got nothing to lose. I don't give a damn. No, I need somebody who can treat me with joy. I'm the king of country western troubadours. Hey! All you ain't seen living like me before. I'm the king of country western troubadours. Come to West, Troubadour. Come to West, Troubadour, 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 Troubadour. Come to West, Troubadour. Come to West, Troubadour, 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 Troubadour.
Mystery that always surrounds the Unknown Henson, but one thing that is very well known about Unknown Henson is that man can play a guitar, and what a hell of a band he's got with him, and great set there, recorded in 2006, and hats off to Jethro NC for taping this show and all the other ones he's taped, and all the tapers, matter of fact. These guys go out there and tape these shows, you know, and a lot of people are there to enjoy the show, and they're there to enjoy it also, but, you know, taping it, and I think they get most of their enjoyment afterwards when they get to edit it and put it together, then, you know, for people like us, to be able to listen to this fantastic sounding quality Unknown Henson bootleg from 2006. And, you know, thank you very much, Jethro. Certainly appreciate that. You want to find out more that Jethro does, go to YouTube and look for Jethro NC, and you'll find a lot of Hank 3 and Ass Jack videos. And just, the man does outstanding quality video and audio recordings. And just, you know, I appreciate everything that he does, and all these guys, matter of fact. And like I said, you know, check out more from Jethro NC at YouTube, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And once again, hope you found something on this last Unknown Henson bootleg that you liked. It's just a fantastic quality sound, and man, I wish I was there, you know, Anti-Scene and Hank 3 and Ass Jack. Man, what a hell of a show with the Unknown Henson opening. Man, you don't get much better than that. Well, there's about less than 20 minutes left of my Bootlegger Song Radio show tonight, so I got a couple songs that came to me over the last couple of weeks in the mail. I'm going to play those, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootlegger Song Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Further, yeah. For love. everybody. It's Blake Clayton, your host of It Burns When I Pee at Section86.com, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on Flappadaddy.com. Get some, bitches.
Jared Morningstar and I did a review on here a few weeks ago. That's the Dead String Brothers and their song, You Look Like the Devil, man. Fantastic band, man. These bands are out there everywhere. You just got to search them out sometimes, but great stuff from the Dead String Brothers. And before that, like I said earlier, a couple songs that were sent to me over the last couple weeks. The band right before the Dead String Brothers was Chaos Theory, and Howie D of Deluxe Entertainment sent me this band. It's a band he's been working with, and they got a song out called Misery, and it's a fantastic band. What a great band from Detroit. And if you go to YouTube or MySpace, I believe you can check out Chaos Theory and type in Misery. You'll find a video for that and really good stuff. And I started the short set off with the Nuckas and their song Working Man Blues from a 7-song EP I was sent. And the bass player Armpit, who's also with a band called This Guns for Hire. And man, Armpit, thanks for sending me. This is a fantastic album, man. And I appreciate it. I'll be playing more of this in the weeks to come for sure. And that's about it for my show tonight. As if you guys are familiar with the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, I end every show with artists I've liked over the last couple years. His name is Zane Campbell. You can go to Zane Campbell on YouTube, and you'll find a bunch of videos that I put up there. There's, I think I got 21 videos up there from Zane Campbell. And check his MySpace out also at MySpace/Zane Campbell or ZaneCampbell.com. And just a fantastic artist, really overlooked, underrated, but the man He's something else, and I hope he finds something on here. Like, I play different songs every week, and I'm going to end it, as I always do, like I said, with Zane Campbell. So I'll talk to you guys on the next Bootleg Asylum radio show and podcast. So I appreciate you guys supporting these kind of shows, and everybody I mentioned earlier from FlapDaddy.com and Section86.com. And we're just trying to get music out there and entertain some people anyway and spread the word. And don't forget Texas Rifles, May 10th at the Cat Club in Hollywood, California. They're going to have their DVD release party. And after that, the DVD will be available on iTunes and individual tracks, so you can get the whole thing at a better price. But check out Texas Rifles on iTunes and also get their six-song EP they put out in 2006, man. Fantastic stuff. And I appreciate Brian Shine Abel for coming on here earlier and doing the interview with me and helping spread the word for his band, the Texas Rifles, and keep them going, man. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com. Have a good week, everybody.
I was a real wild child in my younger days. But the past is written in something that you can't erase. Sometimes I long for just a taste. But I know that a taste means learning. When I was 11, well, my grandmama handed me a .22 rifle and said, now I'm gonna show you how to shoot this thing. There's something I want you to kill. Well, I never held a real gun in my hands before. Yeah, and I was a bit scared, but as excited as any boy would be when he got the chance to shoot a real gun for the very first time. Yeah, and Grandmama Bessie was good with a rifle. Yeah, she was. Knew her way around pistols and Bibles. Well, she sat me on a hillside, said, see that groundhog hole over there? He's been eating up my garden, and I want him dead, so just sit here and wait till he comes out and then shoot him. Well, he finally came out, and I aimed and fired, just like she taught me. The dust flew, and he disappeared in the hole, and I figured I'd miss, but I ran down to see, and there was blood spattered everywhere. Yeah, and my grandmama Bessie was good with a rifle. Yes, she was. Oh, Lord, knew her pistols and Bibles. Pistols and Bibles. Well, once she took me fox hunting, and no, it wasn't for sport. They'd been a-killing her chickens, and she told me the best way to get them is you find their foxhole, stand behind it real quiet like so they don't see when they come out with that shotgun barrel aimed right behind their heads. Well, we found the foxhole and waited. Lo and behold, out from the hole popped three furry little fox pups. She blasted them all right quick, point blank, with a double barrel shotgun, turned to me and said, "They sure were cute, weren't they?" Mm-hmm. Well, my grandma Bessie was good with a rifle. Yes, she was, Lord, talking about pistols and Bibles. Pistols and Bibles.
Zane reporting for duty. I'm ready to go to Iraq now and jump on one of them roadside bombs. Because I've had it. And I'd rather die for any cause than none.
There, money's coming in, I think.
Through PayPal.
Through okay, say that. PayPal keeps us going. But what if they don't want us to keep going? Is there some other place they could donate to stop us? To stop this thing? What? Okay, call Hezbollah or Hamas or the JDL or Al-Qaeda, and they'll stop us. And I'll see you next week, if you're still alive. Peace.